This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. French President Emmanuel Macron is ordering a nighttime curfew for Paris and other French cities to contain the spread of COVID-19 after daily new infection rates reached alarming record levels. In a televised interview, Macron says residents of those cities, which combined are home to close to a third of the French population, will not be allowed to be outdoors between 10 and 6 a.m. beginning Saturday. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of total lockdowns. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Czech Republic has overtaken Spain as Europe's biggest hotspot during the resurgence of COVID-19. Britain, France, Belgium, Russia, and many other countries are following the same unnerving trend. In some areas, bars, such as Liverpool in the north of England, are considered breeding grounds of spikes, while across the border or city limits, schools are deemed viral cauldrons. The Czech Republic, for example, has opted to close schools to lower an accumulated rate of 521 virus cases per 100,000 inhabitants over 14 days, the highest national level in Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19 but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Russia says it has approved a second vaccine as the country recorded a record daily increase in coronavirus cases and switched to online classes for secondary school in the capital. The new vaccine completed early stage trials last month. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders to end fierce clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says he made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continued her confirmation hearing on Wednesday. She was asked if a president can pardon himself.
Senator Leahy, so far as I know, that question has never been litigated. That question has never arisen. That question may or may not arise, but it's one that calls for of what the scope of the pardon power is. So because it would be opining on an open question when I haven't gone through the judicial process to decide it, it's not one on which I can offer a view.
Barrett, a conservative federal appellate judge, is President Trump's third selection for a lifetime job on the U.S. Supreme Court. Fewer than 3 weeks before the election, President Trump is trying to shore up support from constituencies he thought he already had secured. AP Sagar Magani reports.
In the morning, the president virtually addressed business leaders via the Economic Club of New York. Seeming surprised, some are even thinking about supporting Joe Biden's economic views, which he says will crush the economy.
I don't understand how you can be backing such policies, but you're wrong. I can only assume it's habit.
That was out. Left for Iowa, which he easily won 4 years ago, but where Biden's making a push. Biden had no public events today, unusual so close to the election. They'll both appear in dueling televised town halls tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thailand's government is ordering a ban on gatherings of five or more people in Bangkok on Thursday under emergency measures to stop escalating street protests. The emergency measures come after protesters set up camp outside the prime minister's office and also obstructed a royal motorcade. American college football is a big part of the fall in the U.S. One of the biggest games, number 10 Florida against defending national champion LSU, has been postponed until December because Florida is dealing with a coronavirus outbreak. He's Ed Donahue has more.
Athletic Director Scott Strickland says 21 Gator players and coaches have tested positive.
I don't know that this was a situation where someone goes, I don't feel well, but I'm going to power through it. I think this is a situation where someone felt like, I got a sniffle, I need a Kleenex, now I'm ready to go play a game.
Strickland is hinting at possibly tweaking travel protocols.
As much as we want to give our kids the opportunity to compete, we understand this isn't a normal year, and we're going to have to have some of the ability to adapt to unusual circumstances.
Florida LSU is...
This is VOA News.